Lent is a season of self-examination, of prayer, of fasting, and works of love. Okay, we're done. The word Lent, it actually comes most recently, you know, you think it's got these deep religious overtones. It comes most recently from the German word Lenz and the Dutch word Lent or Lente. And both words mean spring. They come from a root that means to lengthen, as in, you know, the lengthening of days in the spring. And at least in the northern part of the globe, the season of Lent corresponds to spring. In Latin, there's a totally unrelated word, and it's even hard to say. It's quadragesima, I think, something like that. Quadragesima, do you want to say it with me? You want to try it? Say quad. Ra. Jesima. Quadragesima. Say that. It means, it's got more religious overtones at least. It's sort of the root for 40 days, like the 40th day before Easter. Lent begins, and it's the 40 days before Easter. I wonder, though, if quadragesima, or Lent, if the words to describe it had caught on in the southern hemisphere before they caught on in the northern hemisphere. Because in the southern hemisphere, it's not spring. The days aren't lengthening, they're shortening. And the season is what? Fall. And the Latin, autumnus, you know, or autumni, it's autumn. So maybe in the southern hemisphere, if it had caught on first, we'd be celebrating autumn in spring. Because that's the root for shortening, for the shortening of days. The words that we use sometimes, and I don't often use these for the ashes, but that is used in so many churches, and it's perfectly applicable to the day where we say, remember that from dust you have come, and from dust you shall return. Or they say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That makes a lot more sense in the southern hemisphere, because in autumn, as the days get shorter, there's death of creation before new life. And in Lent, in the lengthening of time in spring, we see these signs of new life. So 40 days, southern or northern hemisphere, two different experiences of it, but there's that number 40, quadragesima, right? 40th day, 40, like the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness before he got ready or before he was ready for his public ministry. Or 40, like the 40 years that the Israelites wandered in the wilderness. It's a wilderness time. 40 days as they lengthen, as life begins to show all over God's creation. Or 40 days as they become shorter, and as life becomes, or as death becomes evident over all creation. Depending on where you live, depending on your experience. And they're all valid, because Lent has death. Lent has life. It's Lent. And Lent is a season of self-examination, prayer, fasting, and works of love. Did you hear that once before? Because I want you to remember just that sentence. Lent is also a time when people give stuff up. Some people were asking me, what should I give up for Lent? And today we were at the Federated Church. Several people at the Federated Church and Pastor Richie talked about things to give up. And it was similar to the stuff that has been in the Messenger, in the pastor's article around Lent time. He said, how about giving up grumbling? It's a really good thing to give up for Lent. I think that at one point I said, how about giving up not going to church? Wait, yeah. Gail, I liked someone who said that they were giving up being Catholic for Lent, which was really funny because of the connection with Catholicism and Lent, and that was funny. In 2006, I have remarked this to people before, I took a sabbatical from work, and it started on Ash Wednesday, and it ended on Palm Sunday. So it wasn't quite the entire season of Lent, but in all truth, I gave up church for Lent, 2006. But I didn't stop going to church, I just gave up working and doing stuff like that. But we like to give stuff up, or at least we feel compelled often to give stuff up. And this evening's Bible reading has something to say about this giving things up. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal, but put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. You know, these verses, they're in the Bible, so it's pretty evident that they're not anti-religious, but they definitely are anti, look at how holy I am. Sometimes when we give up stuff for Lent, it can be for the wrong reasons, and you want to say, look at how holy I am. I'm not eating chocolate during Lent. These verses are not anti-generosity, but they are anti-pat me on the back because I helped the poor. They aren't anti-prayer, but they're anti-look at how excellent I am because I pray. Amen. They aren't even anti-fasting, but they're anti-look at how cool I am because I'm fasting. Or maybe even more literal, look how pasty I look because I'm fasting. They aren't even anti-wealth, but they are anti-give me more and more and more. These verses, tonight's verses, give us a great perspective about getting ready for Easter. They give us a great perspective about giving things up for Lent. If you're going to give stuff up for Lent, great. I offered some suggestions, and Pastor Richie had some suggestions about doing things for Lent, and I love that instead of giving something up, doing something. Or if you're not going to eat chocolate, you find out how much you would spend on chocolate, and then, you know, give that money to a charitable agency or someone who you know needs it. And those are all good doing things. But if you're going to give something up, you're going to have some self-sacrifice, because there is something about this season of preparation of denying ourselves things so that we more fully rely on God. Don't broadcast it. I'm giving up chocolate, and it's so hard. I know I keep referring to chocolate, but you hear that often. I'm giving up soda. I really want a soda. Or do you say pop? Pop? Soda? Coke? What? Come on, you got to say something. Who says pop? Who says soda? Who says Coke? Is there another one? Soda pop. Okay, yeah, you read the Outsiders when you were younger, right? Root beer, you call it? Nope. Oh, it's only, so you call it root beer, but it's pop. Okay, I grew up with pop, but I've got, you know, friends and relatives in the South that say Coke. A lot of people just say Coke. What flavor? Orange. What? Yeah, that doesn't work for me. If you're going to give something up, these verses tell us not to broadcast it, not to think that we're all high and mighty, or we're all holy, or we're all better than anyone else because we're giving something up. If you give something up, you keep quiet about it. It also says if you give something to someone, you keep quiet about it. It doesn't mean that people can't be grateful for gifts given, but if our motivation for giving, or if our motivation for giving stuff up is just to get recognition or a pat on the back, it's not scriptural. That's all, you know, it's the best that I can say. We like to get, you know, you like applause, don't you? Carrie, do you like applause after a show? Isn't it nice when you come up there and the applause gets a little bit louder at that point? And you're like, oh, hey, that's so cool. I think they like me a lot. And it's the Sally Field, you like me, you really like me thing. So we like recognition. But if in our Christian walk, our desire is to just get people to think that we're cool, it's not according to how Jesus sees things. Lent is a season of, remember yet? Self-examination, prayer, fasting, and works of love. Self-examination, not for everyone to see and notice, but for each of us to take an honest look at our lives and to think about how we can grow closer to God. Self-examination. Prayer, not for all to see and to notice, but for each of us to spend time talking to God and listening for what God has to say. Prayer. Fasting, not for all to see and notice, but for each of us to better understand, relying on God for strength. Fasting. And works of love, not for the recognition, but for each of us and for all of us in community to heed the words of the prophet Isaiah. Listen to these words from Isaiah. God says, this is the kind of fast I like. This is the kind of service I like. To break the chains of injustice, to get rid of exploitation in the workplace, to free the oppressed, to cancel debts, to share our food with the hungry, to invite the homeless poor into our homes, to put clothes on the shivering, ill-clad, to be available to our families. It's from Isaiah 58, verses 6 and 7. If you look it up in your pew Bibles or at your home Bibles, it's in a little more flowery English there. That's from The Message, but it carries, that's what it means in just sort of like common street English. Break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debts, share our food with the hungry, invite the homeless poor into our homes, put clothes on the shivering, ill-clad, and be available to our families. Works of love. And to not do any of it for any recognition, any reward, any fame, but to do it because it is what God desires. And that is no secret. And so may our Lenten journey be one of self-examination, of prayer, of fasting, and works of love. Amen.